Actually, we'll be interviewing as a team.
We're here to fuck shit up.
When you bring me out, can you introduce me as
Jake
Stewart?
And I'm Matt.
And this is the Nuclear Fridge.
It's completely insane. You guys are idiots.
Do you have nuclear weapons?
In the fridge.
Is that nuclear waste?
This whole fridge is a joke.
Honey, you are a regular nuclear meltdown.
You and I are not so different.
Stupid fridge guys.
Well, to each his own.
Go to school, boys.
So, guess who's back, everybody?
Hi.
Stuart.
Hey.
It's the Stew Dog.
Yep, I'm back. I will say, those 15 minutes of silence were gorgeous. Stunning, some would say.
I almost forgot to do that, Matt, and you even reminded me.
Oh, yeah.
And then I went and edited, and I like hit export, and I was like, wait a second, we said we'd do it, so I added that extra 15 minutes of silence. I think it was exactly 15 minutes too.
It was
beautiful. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Beautifully
all right
done. Oh, Matt's just sitting here thinking, like, what the fuck's he talking
about? Yeah.
Wow, I thought it was a decision with both of you, Matt. Thank
no,
you,
it was. No, 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 it was.
No, I don't want to hear it anymore.
It was a team. It was a team effort.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it'd be funny, and.
But yeah, no, I know. I'm happy to be back. Happy to be.
Happy you are back.
Speaking with the boys. Good afternoon.
Yeah, man. Did you? The thing I'm most excited to talk about. I saw a movie last night. Saw a movie last night that
dang.
I thought
like in
was
the theaters or just
in the theaters.
I
went to the theater.
I can guess what it is.
It was a packed theater too, which was it was cheap night, so it was like it was understandable that a lot of people went to the movies. But I was surprised
can
to see
guess?
How stacked this theater was. Yeah, why don't you take a guess?
Was it Immaculate?
Oh no, it was not Immaculate.
Was it Late Night with the Devil?
It was Late Night with the Devil.
Which I didn't want to see. But
you guys haven't seen it?
No,
I was hoping it was going to come to Shudder, but it's not until next month.
Yeah, it's my brother was like, no, it's coming to theaters first. And I went, oh fuck, we need to go see that in theaters.
So yeah, I won't, there's one theater playing it near me, so maybe I'll be able to swing it.
Right.
Yeah, I think I might try to see it this weekend.
I think it's worth seeing as soon as you can. I loved it. I started watching it and I went, oh man, this is going to be like one long late night episode. And it gets to that point. It kind of like starts with kind of like, giving you context of the era and, cause it's like, obviously it's framed as like, this was aired during the 70s and the tapes have just been uncovered and it's silly, it's goofy, it's pleasant, and then you know it starts building and it really surprised me. I really fucking dug it. Like I thought it looked cool,
sure,
but yay. I didn't expect to like it as much as I did.
I think that was my concern. Like I saw the trailers and I was like, this looks really good, but I wonder if it can carry the idea to the end. But it sounds like it does. I'm so excited.
Yeah, and I think like. I never really thought of this. I mean, I always thought it, but this movie kind of made me realize like old 70s talk shows are all like kind of weird and creepy. Like they're kind of like awkward and they're not as produced as today's where like, oh, we have 5 minutes for this segment and that segment. Like from when we were kids even. But like back then it was very like loose and there are a lot of like amazing interviews on like Carson and Dick Cavett that are just complete like nonsense and complete like just fuck shows. Like there's this one with John Cassavetes and Ben Jezera, or am I getting that right? Crap. All those boys. Peter Falk. They are on the Dick Cavett show and they're basically just like drunk and making fun of Dick Cavett the whole time. And you just don't get that anymore. Like you kind of sometimes with like Joaquin Phoenix on David Letterman, and like Harmony Korine on David Letterman, but like
Nathan Fielder,
but you don't really get these like weirdos on late night anymore. And this movie, like really nails that and makes me it's funny because it's kind of, it's not like a horror trope like 70s talk shows, but it kind of makes me go, oh yeah, like weird shit could just happen on 70s TV and there weren't like if it was live, it was live. They didn't know better to run it like a few minutes delay and whatnot. So it's really cool, man. I fucking dug the hell out of it. David Dostmalchian.
He's a great actor.
I want to make sure I got that. David Dostmalchian.
Is that the talk show host, the main character?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. He's a talk show host.
He's been on a roll.
I love, like, every time he's in something, I get excited. And I'm I think I talked about it already on the show, but I'm excited to see Late Night with the Devil because he's not playing like a creepy weirdo that he normally does. Not that he's not good at that. Very much enjoy when he does that, but it's cool seeing how much more range he's got. I guess he was like Polka Dot Man too, right? And that was a...
He's been in a bunch lately.
Well, I'm sure he
plays it pretty straight in Last Voyage of the Demeter. He's a pretty straightforward character too.
Oh, interesting. Well, this is definitely, it feels like his first starring role, which I'm sure someone could correct me on that, but it's the first time I've seen him in a starring role like the lead.
It might be his first, at least his mainstream lead in a role. I haven't seen any, but I mean, you know, like you said, there could be. But
I mean, he's a good that guy, right?
He's a great that guy, but
yeah.
He's a very talented guy.
So there was a bit of controversy around this film. And I wanted to address it because obviously, like, it's something that bugs me. It's not something that this movie got caught up into some controversy around the use of like AI images. Because obviously, we don't know exactly which images they're talking about, but there are three. They tend to allude to that there are three interstitial images that they experimented with using AI. Those are the, like, we'll be right back, or welcome back. And they're like these 70s cartoons, like, welcome back to the show kind of thing. And I have a hard time believing. I mean, I guess it's weird to me that they would use AI because they had a design team, they had a production team. I looked at the credits and I'm like, man, there are a lot of people who worked on this film. Like, someone could have made these. And it just doesn't. And to me, I don't. I mean, listen, there's a lot of complications around the use of AI. I think it sucks. I'm sure you both think it sucks. But like, I don't think this was nefarious or done in bad faith. I obviously don't think it should be done again, but I think the internet has made it pretty clear to these directors, like, they had to release a statement, so they probably know not to do this again. But at the same time, I have to wonder if it was one of those situations. Like, I think Wizards of the Coast contracted someone that used AI for their contract work or something like that. And then they got in a bunch of trouble, although, like, who knows if that's the truth or not, but it just doesn't make sense to me. But at the same time, they're not Warner Brothers.
How much of a budget did this movie have anyway? I mean,
I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, I heard that, I don't know. This is what a friend told me, that apparently they finished shooting right as, like, all the strikes started happening, and they weren't sure if they were going to get funding once they hit post-production. And some of those AI images were the result of them not sure if they were going to get funding for certain aspects of it. That's what I heard. I guess there was like an interview that one of the actors had done and kind of addressed it. They did get the budget, it seems, to finish it because it's in theaters now. So it's kind of a bummer that they didn't go back and swap that stuff out. But yeah, I mean, like, I'm not going to not see it because there's a little bit of AI in it, especially because, like, so much, like, AI can't really do film anyone, you know, like so much of this is like has to be done by, has to have the human touch, right? Like, yeah. Like one small facet that used AI sucks, but like it couldn't, like AI couldn't have done all this on its own, you know? At least that's kind of how I'm rationalizing
it. I mean, if
it,
it's just brief head. Intermission things, I don't fucking care. Like,
yeah.
If it was like a prominent thing, then.
Apparently, sure. it appears more than they kind of let on initially when the reactions so, happened, but I haven't seen it. So Matt might be able to clear that up.
Yeah. So I had heard two conflicting things where they're very brief. And then there's one that's just in the background the whole movie.
Okay.
So we don't know what is AI. Like, this is another thing I'm getting at. Like, we don't actually know how much of the movie is AI. A lot of people have said, how am I to trust that more wasn't done with AI? There's like doors that people come out of when they come out for their interview, and those doors have art on them. I think that's what people think is AI. I don't know. I'm not an AI guy, but the stuff that is like, okay, that's probably AI. That happens like, I mean, it comes throughout the movie a couple times. It's the kind of thing that like they would put on a T-shirt, I think, if this movie got big, because it's good art. I don't know the reason. I mean, if it was worried about budget, if it was like post-production and they were like, oh shit, we didn't get this done and now the strike's happening, what are we gonna do? I just want to say that like I don't want to accuse people of not being compassionate, because I understand this, you know, it makes fucking artists not feel very good, but at the same time, like, I don't think Cameron Cairns and Colin Cairns, the director and writer of this, are villains, and I'll give them the benefit of the doubt that this was not done, you know.
I mean, if there are
with malintention.
I mean, if there's already this, you know, this back and forth about it, and people can't even address what specifically is AI, that already tells me it's a little out of proportion. I mean, AI is used in Disney movies all the fucking time and people don't say a goddamn thing. Why bring it out on this like smaller movie
that might have used it a couple times?
I'm like, you know, it's a fair thing to bring too. Up. So why crash on this one though specifically?
Yeah.
I think they just got caught. That's the difference.
Either way, I won't hold it against it.
Yeah,
I also think like the people interested in a movie like Late Night with the Devil are very different than the people who are like following Marvel and excited for whatever Disney's doing, right? Like, not to say that those people probably wouldn't get annoyed if, I mean, I guess AI has been used in Disney movies and people don't seem to get annoyed. So,
they use it for the intro to Secret Invasion.
Oh, yeah. I do remember people being kind of annoyed.
Were a little annoyed with it,
but that was it.
Not
they were just
to this
annoyed.
Degree.
Yeah, I remember that stuff was really weird because the director was like, "Oh, it's part of the message of the show." Like that was an intentional decision, and then everyone who watched it was like, "It doesn't fit at all. It just seems like they wanted to save money."
And that was the literal intro of each episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the same thing that is like iconic in so many different shows.
Yeah.
They use AI for. Yeah. I think that's a way shittier thing to do because you have they have the money. They have they've fucking delayed movies because of the stupid reasons. They could have done that right.
Yeah.
And I think like I was reading some reviews and I don't mean to make light of people's feelings and emotions because I know they're valid to you and all that. But like there are people like proclaiming how like devastated and heartbroken they were to hear that this was had AI in it. And it's like
they need to consider the timing like Jake brought up as well.
Yeah, like there's a lot going on. I don't think this is black and white, and I don't think they did it thinking that, hey, let's not pay an artist. I think it was. Yeah. I think it.
Let's get this together so we could hopefully get more funding to like.
Yeah,
distribution.
Exactly. And I'm sure they see the effect it had, and they don't want to go this route again. But like, yeah. So I'd say give it a chance. Give people a chance. People make mistakes. We're all fallible. And I think...
Did you give my uncle a chance?
Yeah. I just loved Late Night with the Devil. I was really... I don't watch anything else of it.
I'm excited. I haven't... Yeah. I've saw like a snippet of a trailer and I was like, that's all I needed to see.
Yeah, I watched the full trailer and yeah, got very excited for it and decided not to watch, at least try to avoid whatever I can. So I haven't read any reviews. I mean, this is, you're the first person I've talked to or heard talk about like how good it is. Apart from, yeah, my friend was just telling me about the interview about the AI stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, at times it's slow, like a late night talk show. But like, you know, I feel like it's satisfyingly slow. Like it builds up, things happen, things slow down. You see stuff between the commercials and whatnot. And it's a very, like, I think super well paced movie. And I'm excited for you boys to see it.
I'm excited. Hopefully I'll be able to see it in the next week or so.
Yeah. I'm going to try to see it this weekend. I want to see Immaculate too.
Me too.
That's what I figured you would go see, Maddie.
I want to go see it, but we had to choose one movie because my brother and I are career men now, and he specifically can't stay up too late, unfortunately.
I'm on the other end now for movies. Like I'd have to go like really early, and unfortunately, theaters around here the earliest is like
noon,
almost 11.
Yeah,
exactly, and it's like fuck. I need, and then they can't be too long now. I'm like, I might get it. But I'm hoping I can get a day where I could just, I'd like to go do a twofer or something. Cause I did want to see Immaculate also.
So that's a cool fucking story. Sydney Sweeney was like cast in that like 10 years ago or something.
Oh yeah. She's been trying to get it made for a very long time apparently. And, apparently she's a huge horror fan.
Let's go.
Yeah, she said she wanted to be covered in blood by the end of the movie.
Yeah, I think...
I want to see the first Omen, too. God damn
Oh,
it.
Yeah, I want to see that, too. That trailer was really good.
That's probably like my... I don't know. It's been a while since there's been like a kind of more mainstream horror movie with a trailer that I was actually like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, because it like didn't really describe anything. It was just a bunch of really arresting...
snippets.
Images and shots. I want to see that, and then I want to see... What's that other... movie called it's called like Long Legs.
Oh,
or
Long
something.
Long Legs is like, I am amped.
Yeah, that's like the trailer Cage shows too, nothing. Right?
I know it's Micah Monroe and Nicolas Cage, both of whom I adore.
Oh, right.
I'm just like, dude, Nicolas Cage is a serial killer. Fucking sign me up, brother.
Yeah, that's another one, and that trailer I thought was pretty good too. I mean, my takeaway is like my favorite trailers are the ones that just don't tell me much, just give me a vibe, and then I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm in.
Dude, the best teaser of all time was Dark Knight teaser. Shows a shattering bat symbol and a Joker card. That was it.
Oh, I remember like, that. I
remember
being in theaters with you when that played, and you'd be like screaming.
Stuart still jerking off to Batman's teaser.
Dude, the Nolan movies did a good job at what they did and didn't show. I'm just saying, Nolan's good with his trailers.
I remember how big a deal everyone made about Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, because wasn't that the movie?
They did the Dark Knight Rises intro in IMAX.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Bane voice.
Long Legs is directed and written by Oz Perkins, who I love. He did Gretel and Hansel. And what was the other movie he did? Help me out, Stu.
I'm thinking.
The Black Coat's Daughter.
Oh, Black Coat's Daughter is amazing.
Yeah.
Gretel and Hansel I thought was really good, but Black Coat's Daughter is like fucking like ace.
Yeah, I thought I love fucking awesome vibes in his movies. You know who else is in that Long Legs movie? Oh. Alicia Witt.
Really?
Yeah, Alicia Witt, she played Alia in Dune. In David Lynch's Dune, and then she played.
I didn't even know she was in David Lynch's Dune.
Donna Hayward's sister, little sister in Twin Peaks.
Let's go.
I love it.
Good shit. I gotta get on the original Dune.
I'm
very excited to watch it.
I want your guys' opinions eventually because, it's fucking silly. And I was watching a YouTube video on it last night, and like it just never stops being weird to me why everyone has an inner monologue, and you hear everyone's inner monologue, even like minor characters. It's super fucking bizarre.
Well, I will let you know once I see it.
Hell yeah, man. Got two movies you guys need to watch.
I just...
Three, yeah. Four, five. Sorry, we just talked about four, and now you need to watch Dune.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I mean, as far as ones that I could watch at home already. I hope Immaculate makes it another week or so.
Yeah, I'm also hoping Love Lies Bleeding makes it another week.
Same,
or so.
I know. I almost went to see it, and then I got scheduled for work, and I was like, ah.
Damn.
I was so close to seeing it, because everyone else that I've been talking about with movies has been like, oh, dude, Kong versus Godzilla's out. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I want to go see Immaculate. I want to go see Love Lies Bleeding. Honestly, I'd rather see Imaginary.
I mean,
that's like Teddy Bear.
I don't know
movie.
How anyone can be excited to see Kong versus Godzilla.
Especially after Godzilla Minus One. Yeah.
Yeah, after seeing that, it's like, all right. You know, like, I saw the trailer for Kong versus Godzilla, and like, when Kong gets like a little metal arm, I was like, okay, stupid. I'm not seeing this movie.
Yeah. I mean, I have a feeling if I'm seeing a movie with Steve that will probably end up being the movie.
Yeah. And he'll love it.
He'll love it. Yeah. And I'll be like, yeah, I mean, it was funny. Maybe. I mean, that's like all I can hope for now when I see those MonsterVerse movies now is like, do I get some laughs out of it? Or like, just,
yeah,
I don't know. Just monstrous shit goes on. Maybe like all honestly, if it was a movie where it just ends up being a bunch of monsters fighting, that would be an improvement over the last two. Because then you could save the serious Godzilla stuff to Japan. And
yeah.
Then here it's just dumb monster fights, which I'm also okay.
But
with.
They're not dumb enough. Like they're not.
No, they.
They're
need,
still
but
trying
they
to, be
need
cool.
to be. But they need yeah. to be. If they embraced the dumbness of just giant creature fighting. And just turned it into what Rampage should have been. I'm okay with it.
I don't know. I kind of liked how Godzilla vs. Kong had a whole plot about a podcast or something like that.
Yeah.
And then there's the new Ghostbusters. I didn't even see the last Ghostbusters.
I haven't. I saw the last Ghostbusters. I thought it was pretty good. It wasn't great, but it's good. It was probably better than the... Was it the 2016 one, which I never saw?
I never fully watched it.
But I clicked into the... Because Red Letter Media did a review of the new Ghostbusters, and I clicked into it and watched 15 seconds and stopped. I got pulled away, but I'll probably just watch that instead of seeing the movie. Unless I like start it and they're like, it was amazing, but I kind of doubt they're going to say that. I could be wrong, though.
And then yeah, there's like knows. A fourth Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah.
I don't even,
I didn't even
remember a third coming out.
Neither do I. I barely remember a second coming out.
Honestly, they could have, as a joke, skipped a third. I would know no difference.
Yeah, dude, I honestly, I didn't even know a second one came out, to be honest. I thought
I've
it was
only
a TV
seen,
series.
I've only seen the first movie. I didn't
yeah,
see anything
too.
Beyond
which I liked. I thought Kung Fu Panda was fun back in the day.
I remember liking it. I remember not putting it on like the same level as like a Shrek.
Oh, definitely not.
It was like fine. I liked that he was just shocked at being adopted and his dad was like a goose. Like that was funny.
Yeah,
I enjoyed that. There were moments that were
very
funny.
Good stuff. Yeah, I love the turtle. The turtle's great. The
turtle's good. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember his name, but he was a damn good character.
But Jack Black's great. I do like Jack Black's. You know, so it's Jack Black. I like Jack Black.
Yeah. So my theaters, it was actually kind of funny. So. Speaking of Godzilla, they had like the first bummer of the evening was seeing Adam. I mean, maybe he loves making these movies, but Adam Wingard,
who I'm a fan of his movies.
I'm a huge fan of his movies.
I think he's amazing. Like,
I think he's phenomenal.
I wish I got to see more like just original shit from him.
Yeah, because The Guest and You're Next are
I
so
even
fucking
liked
good.
His, I even, you know, I mean, it wasn't the greatest, but I even liked his Blair Witch. I didn't hate
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
It was a solid little found footage
movie
compared to like most found footage that come out. Like, there was some heart put into that.
Did he make Death Note 2? Yeah, he made Death Note.
Wow.
Which,
Willem Dafoe was great.
Willem Dafoe was phenomenal, and fantastic. My stepdad came up to me on Christmas one year and was like, did you see Death Note? That movie's fucking awesome. I was like, that's awesome. And I mean that full, like, wholeheartedly. I think that's fucking awesome.
No, that's cool.
I love it when my stepdad has watched some, like, random movie that everyone on the internet hates, and he's like, yeah, I loved it, because I'm not a fucking sweaty nerd.
I had that with You're Next. Like, me and my dad loved You're Next.
Yeah, it's a good one.
That's great movie. I think people know that. I really wish he would. I'd love for him to do more horror.
Probably making a lot of money doing Godzilla, though.
Well, that's the thing, is like, I do congratulate him, because I mean, that is a huge thing as far as just a director to be able to be on a massive project like that. But when it's a director, historic
character.
But you know, it's kind of like when it's a director you absolutely love, and then they do like a franchise film, and it's like you can't even really judge it as their own film, because you know they only have so many.
Yeah.
Creative decisions. It was like when James Wan directs a Fast and the Furious movie. It's like,
I don't think he was the one who said, we need a baby Kong.
Yeah,
I'm exactly. going to say it was a couple exactly. guys in suits in a room.
But then he was like supposed to be doing, wasn't it? He's supposed to be potentially directing the Face Off remake.
Yes.
And I honestly didn't care about it at all.
I think it's a sequel, right?
The sequel, until I heard he was attached to direct, and I was like, he could actually probably make a really fucking funny sequel. And I'm like, Travolta and Cage are now just fully embracing themselves now. So it's like, that could be interesting. Or, if, you know, a disaster, but who knows?
Right. All right.
I'll
so
see
I'm
see it either way.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm curious.
So I'm looking at my theater. So another thing, we had like a trailer at the beginning of our movie that was like, hey, we are showing all of Stanley Kubrick's films over the course of April. And so there are all these Stanley Kubrick movies. They're showing like his old like black and white movies before Strange Love, and then moves on to his like crazy auteur work. This here says Killer's Kiss temporary title, like they're gonna change it after 70 years. But the thing Still that blows sure. me out is I'm looking at this Friday. I could go see Fear and Desire, Killer's Kiss, an hour later, and then I have to choose between Imaginary or Love Lies Bleeding, which the only showings are at 9:10 p.m.
That's the worst.
That sucks, dude. I don't think that's ever happened to me before, where there wasn't at least two showings.
It's happened to me multiple times now, like especially if it's a movie that I missed out on the original like release where they had a bit more leeway. Like, then it's just like, oh, there's two movies I want to see. Oh, fuck. Those movies both have one time. Oh, fuck. They're at the same time.
Oh, man.
Damn it.
And I'm also, if I go see Love Lies Bleeding, which, I'm tempted to because I really want to see it.
I really wanted to see it.
I'm going to be the only person in that lesbian crime thriller movie theater. And I'm going to walk out of it.
That might be the best way to see it. You never know.
Yeah, you might be right.
I haven't really heard anything about it in terms of just reception, but
I've heard people like it. Oh, good. That's about okay. it.
Anytime, Kristen Stewart's been in some good shit lately. The other woman who's in it, it looks like a badass, and I'm always down for Ed Harris, man.
Do you know how she got that job? I don't know if it was like a joke or anything, because they could set this stuff up, but basically there was this story that said Kristen Stewart has picked up has teamed up with like Rose Glass to star in this like lesbian crime movie, and they're looking for her like co-star, and like Katie O'Brien tweeted at the like company that announced it and said like something like, how about me, and it showed her like ripped as fuck, and nice. Then now she's in the movie.
That's so hilarious. I don't know if that's how they
were like, oh fuck, this person's for real, let's see if she's a real actor or not, but like this was like quite a few years ago too.
I mean, I believe looking at her that she would slaughter people.
Yeah, she's huge.
Got some guns. And I'm not talking about the ones with triggers, if you know what
I would,
I mean.
I would definitely have to protect, I would like put my, I'd have to fucking train like 6 months before taking her on. She'd probably still fuck me up.
I was about to say, to be honest. I don't know. When I saw the first trailer with her, I was like, I mean, obviously I was like, okay, well, she's ripping out of clothes and stuff. Maybe some of that was, you know, a little edited here and there. But then I saw pictures just of her and I was like, oh my God, no, she is jacked.
Yeah. Here it is. Yeah.
Jacked she's, and sacked.
She just tweeted a pic. Here, I'll send this to you guys. She just said, I'm free. And she's not even that jacked in this picture.
Damn.
God,
that's how you get roles.
This is, dude, how did she not get Abby in Last of Us?
Oh,
she would have. She would have been like one of the few people I would be like, God damn, I believe it now.
Yeah, dude. Actually, that would have been incredible casting.
You know, Caitlin Dever's fantastic actress. I'm sure she'll be great. But like this girl has got those. Got those muscles.
Fucking herbs,
God
man.
Damn.
What do you guys feel about that second season?
I mean, I'm like just will I watch it? Yeah, am I like excited?
For what?
Last of Us.
Oh yeah, duh, we were just talking about that. I don't know. I didn't like season one all that much, so I'll probably watch it. But
it's for me. It's just like if they're going the same exact story, it's like. I don't know. There's like such like key differences with characters compared to their game counterparts that I'm just like, I don't know. Some of this is going to hit a little differently.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think the thing I'm most interested in season two is just how they structure it. Cause.
Oh God. I know.
I think
I
it
know.
Needs to be restructured, especially like even if, you know, you loved Last of Us Part 2 and you liked how it was structured and everything, I don't think that works as a TV show the way it is. So, yeah, I'm mostly curious to see, like, what they do with it. But
they might keep it similar, I mean, because they're doing it over two seasons.
That's true, they are. But,
so
yeah,
that could work.
Even
it,
then,
but...
I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it would fit, but... Yeah, I'll probably watch it. For me, I think the bigger thing with season one was just like a lot of these emotional moments don't work as well when you're not actually playing as Joel and you're not like in that world and you're not walking around with these characters. And I think like I wish there was one extra episode in that show that was like not really plot driven, story driven. It was just character focused as Joel and Ellie like got from point A to point B. There didn't need to be any conflict. Like, I know that's probably tough to pitch and tough to sell, but I think like without those quiet moments that seem kind of pointless, like in the minutia, I think like it kind of just like, I don't know, like the last episode of season one was just kind of like, yeah, that's what he does. He kills a lot of people. Like
he did the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I think the biggest bummer of it, which, you know, especially now that they're like, well, this second game, we're going to give two seasons. Like, I honestly feel like the first game could have benefited, or the first season could have benefited from being split up a bit. I don't.
I agree.
And it just felt like they didn't leave a lot of room to breathe with Joel and Ellie. And even though one of the best episodes of the season was... God damn it, Nick Offerman's episode.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things, I think it would have been more beneficial to have more bonding with Ellie and Joel. I think it's an incredible episode of television. It deserved to win. Like, it probably was my favorite episode, honestly, because it was nothing like the game.
Well, that's kind of like the even weirder thing, right? Is that everyone agrees that that was the best episode of the show, and was not in the game at all.
Not in the game,
know?
Even
it,
remotely.
It made me wish that like the Last of Us TV show was something different than the game.
Took
a different story.
Took liberties. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just a bummer because, I mean, Pedro Pascal and I can't think of Ellie's actress at the moment. Like they did a good job. It's just they really needed to.
I think it was Maggie Smith.
Maggie Smith. I mean, they're great actors.
They absolutely
just,
was not.
God, they just no. Maggie Smith, isn't she the older woman from Harry Potter?
Yeah.
but it's just they didn't. Yeah, by the end of it, I just there wasn't enough time with them like they made you want to feel like you had the time with them, but it just kind of like Jake said, it's just kind of like, okay, they hit a point where it was like, okay, well, we're a limited series, so let's just get to what people know's coming. And
yeah,
I think that's, I think if anything, them sticking so close to the games is hurting it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like, I mean, I didn't watch it, but like that was my impression, is that they would try to do something different. They would make it, they would try to stretch it out. Like, I'm fucking shocked that they're just going straight into the story of part two. Like, why don't you do like a couple seasons of like having Joel around, and you have these like moments. I mean, I unless like the studio is just like, we don't want to spend time or money on original ideas. We want to do what has worked in the past, and we're just going to do it. That's the only thing that makes sense to me. 'Cause I feel like as a writer, you'd want to go do original stuff, and you'd want to show different sides of characters, and like there's all those like flashbacks in part two that I think you'd still have to do for a season of television for something like that.
That'll probably be their like one-off episode of the next series.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, I feel like you could do a whole season of that stuff at least.
I think it would like, be a better build up for what's to come. I think that's kind of my problem with the game too.
No, no, I kind of wanted to live in that pre-part two world that are in those flashbacks. And I didn't finish the game, so maybe there's a lot more of that I would have gotten myself.
There's not.
But
there's not.
Yeah, there's like three chapters or so that's kind of pre.
All right, I think I did two of them. But yeah, I really want to meet all those characters that are like, I mean, they're introduced to you. It's not that the game does a bad job of anything. It's just that it's like, oh man, I would have loved to have seen like all these relationships build, and then a third game really fucks me over when, you know, Joel dies right at the beginning.
Yeah.
Because like, I like Joel, and I was surprised, but like, I was also like, oh man, like I really wish I got that middle game. I mean, I guess this is, I know how it ends, and I don't know what they do for a third game, but I don't know. It seems like they're just shooting themselves in the foot with this TV show.
It's just one of those things, because I think season two, I mean, you can keep, you know, Joel going. I mean, that was never a problem I really had with the part two. I think the problem came with, well, like kind of like Jake was saying, I know a lot of people didn't have it. I had a huge issue with the structure and pacing. Not enough to think it's a bad game. I think it's a really good game. Like combat wise, it's fun. There are those character moments that really hit. I still, you know, really like Ellie as a character. It's just the way they structured it. It just felt padded out, which felt really unnecessary. I think that hard cut to just Abby and everything that goes on with her, just kind of like mirroring stuff with her and Joel. Like, it's like one of those things where it's like, I get what they were doing. It's like, there are nice moments with it, but for a TV show where we already kind of rushed through that, and now they might take the time to do that with these new characters, my hope would be maybe the change up from the games to the show would be kind of a little bit with what Matt's saying, where there is a little bit more of the events prior to that event addressed, so that at least maybe we get a little bit more of like Abby after the fact of what happened to her dad, and a little bit more of Ellie prior to that with her buildup of her kind of like, you know, distrust of Joel. Like, there's things that the shows could be taking advantage of, which the first season they didn't like at all. Like the intros, they had those cool things where it's like, oh, you got to see things on other parts of the world and all of that. But other than that, it's like, okay, we're going to do a cool episode with Bill's character that's nothing like the game. And then other than that, we're going to just really, other than a few characters, we're really going to try to just stick it to the game and get there in, like, what was it, like six to eight episodes?
I think it was eight.
It felt rushed, and I'm afraid with season two, they're going to not strive for maybe having some, keep the same structure and events if they want, but like striving to bring some newness with maybe some events with those characters.
As long as they keep the boat scene, that's the only thing that matters.
Sitting there for a moment, like, boat scene. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, yeah. I mean, sure.
Yeah, no. Well said. I generally agree. I don't know. I'm just really curious, but I don't think I'll enjoy it, I guess. I don't know. Not that I won't enjoy it. I don't think I'll like walk away and be like,
holy shit,
it's a good show. I bet it'll be better than the Halo show, but
how about the Witcher show?
it's better than the Witcher show. Season one's better than the Witcher show.
I like how the Halo show, like, everyone on that show, I don't know if it's everyone or if it's just the main actor, but they just talk shit to the people who are watching it. Because everyone's like, it's stupid that you took Master Chief's helmet off. And they're like, if you don't like us taking off Master Chief's helmet, then this isn't the show for you. And it's like, well, yeah, obviously.
Obviously. Yeah, that's why everyone's talking. I mean, I don't know. I've only seen that guy in one movie. But... you know, I don't think anyone's complaining about his acting abilities as Chief. I think it's just the direction they took the show, which, you know, like, I haven't watched it, so maybe it's better than I'm thinking it will be, or that I've been led to believe. Like, I do think it's cool.
From what I've heard, it sounds pretty bad. Although, actually, I've heard season two is much better, but...
Okay. I like that they got the original Cortana actress. Would have been I mean, it would have been cool if they had the original Chief voice. You know, that could have been done, but you know, at the same time, we want to find out the man behind the armor and what makes him tick.
Do you guys remember when Peter Jackson was supposed to make a Halo movie?
Oh, and I was like,
oh yeah,
at the brim of excitement, just wanting bad, because I think it was because he made the comments. He was like, yeah, I basically just want to adapt the games directly and just make an epic. And I'm like, wow. Now I look back at that and it's like, man, that probably would have been so goddamn good.
Yeah. I mean, fuck. Giving it to the dude who... he's like Batman. Give him prep time and he can do anything.
Yeah, Peter Jackson. I mean, if anything, I mean, just Lord of the Rings alone just goes to show you the man could fucking handle an epic. Like, I couldn't imagine what his Halo would have been. I don't know. Did they even have a teaser? Wasn't there like a 30-second teaser or something when they were like kind of pitching that the movie would happen?
I think so. I feel like there's been so many weird things. Like, do you remember there was that Steven Spielberg Halo project?
Briefly,
that too.
Yeah, that was like, I don't think it ever happened, and I don't think it was technically a movie. Like, they were trying to do like some like, I don't know. It seemed bizarre, but then I remember they did release a Halo miniseries at one point. Like a direct to YouTube, I think that was, from what I remember, not very good, but yeah, it looked like a fan made thing.
Gotcha. I mean, we got red versus blue.
That's true.
No,
and that's
we don't.
Pretty good.
That's, well, that's, it's gone getting now. Shut down.
Well, it's gone now. But we had it.
Oh yeah. So apparently, I mean, these are all rumors, but Neil Blomkamp was going to direct it, and.
Okay.
Like, apparently whatever came of it was turned into District 9, whatever production.
Oh. To be fair, District 9 is probably much better than a Halo
than
movie.
Than the Halo movie. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I could see him, if he's like really stuck to the games, I could picture him making a really good Halo movie.
Yeah, I guess so. Has he made any movies recently, or was his last one Elysium?
No.
He did something since Elysium.
Oh my God.
Didn't he? He did Gran Turismo, which was it wasn't bad. It was pretty good.
Yes, yeah, it's a weird one.
It's a weird one,
because
but it's
like,
good.
Oh yeah, he did Chappie. Like, I don't know why I thought it was. Okay, never mind. I was very
he
wrong.
Did
he
Demonic.
Did Demonic, yeah. Which was just awful.
Which is so funny because
I remember
it's so weird. There's a scene where who's in it? Noomi Rapace. Is talking to someone. Is it Noomi Rapace? I thought it was Noomi Rapace. But now I'm seeing it's someone else.
Wait, what's District 10? Wasn't it
District
9? 10.
Yeah,
it
is District
10. It's District 9.
Whoa, did they release a straight to DVD?
Oh,
or
no.
Is it not out yet? Oh, it's District 10 ever coming out? Okay, so it's it may still happen down the line. This was as of March 16th. I thought it was like one of those, what is it, like Berenstain Bear things where it's like, have I just thought it was District 9, but it's actually District 10?
Anyway. I mean, yeah.
Oh man, this actress is not Noomi Rapace. I thought this was Noomi Rapace
the whole
time. I was about to say,
Noomi Rapace was the lead? I didn't remember that.
Anyway, Carly Pope was the lead, but there's this scene where she's outside talking to someone. And it's windy outside, and her hair is just blowing everywhere. But it's like not—it's not addressed. It's just like they're having a normal conversation, but her hair is just going crazy. And I did not finish it. It was pretty weird. I don't know what's up with Neil Blomkamp, but yeah, it's
well, he's got one movie in production, and then there's three that are in development. One of which saying it is District 10.
Do you know that Eminem was supposed to be the star of Elysium?
I would have probably enjoyed it more.
Yeah, that would have been
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I don't hate Elysium.
It's okay. I thought there was some good stuff in it.
Yeah, but I meant more just in terms of like there were some cool fight scenes and stuff, like some cool visual things. But it's just everything else was just kind of whatever.
I think of it. I'm not going to name any names. He's a good kid. So he's an adult now. But my brother had a friend who came in. It was his birthday party, and Denny wanted to go see Elysium. And his friend, his parents had him on a pretty tight leash, so he had to, like, ask, hey, can I order this at the restaurant? And they'd be like, yeah, for sure. But I remember at some point he left, and apparently he was like, yeah, this movie's too fucked up for me. I'm like, wait, Elysium's too fucked up for him?
Was it rated? I thought it was PG-13 too, right?
No, yeah,
it's definitely towards the end.
Oh, is it R?
Yeah.
There's a couple things at the end that
there's some gore, isn't there?
There's like a guy that gets like his face like blown.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what made the kid go, I'm out of here. Like
that's like the end of the movie.
I'm gone.
I'm done. That was too much. Too much tuna fish.
I remember some really fucking annoying guy in that movie that I hated. I'm pretty sure he's the one that gets his head blown up.
Don't you say Charlton Copley. Don't you dare say it.
Oh, well, I mean, like, it wasn't that he was annoying. It was that, like...
He's such a great actor.
I mean, he was supposed to be, like, a fucking, like, asshole and villain that you hated. So I think that's, like, that is why I didn't like him.
He was in an episode of Curb in the new season.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
He plays, that's like, funny. A rich asshole. It's hysterical.
Dude, man.
Anything he's in, if I like, even if it's just a brief role, I get giddy just seeing him because he's always such a fucking breath of fresh air.
Yeah,
like him in Hardcore Henry, I laughed so hard every time he came on screen. Like, yeah, he's one of those actors, man. Did you guys ever see his Ted K movie?
Mm-mm. Ted K?
He plays the Unabomber.
What?
I think it's like came out. What's I want to say 2 to 3 years ago. It's called Ted K.
Oh, it's Kaczynski. Short film?
No, it's a full movie about the Unabomber basically, and him like kind of losing his mind and why he's like gets paranoid.
Are you saying 10K or Ted K?
Ted. It's Ted Kaczynski. Is that the name of the Unabomber?
Oh, did you say it came out 10 years ago?
No, it said 2 or 3.
Yeah, okay, I was gonna say.
But it's Charlton Copley, and he's fucking really good in it.
Interesting. Yeah, I thought you kept saying 10K.
Oh, 10K.
It kept being a short film, so yeah.
Yeah, I kept looking up 10K. I said Ted K, and then I thought, I must have misheard that. Yeah. There's no way a movie's called Ted K.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. They could have just called it Ted Kaczynski. I don't know.
They should have just called it Ted.
Ted.
Yeah. They should have just called it Ted 3.
Just say nothing.
I think, you know, after talking about Ted, talking about Kung Fu Panda, I think if I'm ever in a position where I get to like come up with titles for a franchise, I know it's not just one person, it's a group of people, I would make the weirdest names. I would skip numbers. I would add a bunch of subtitles. I would just make the most disaster titles ever. I think that'd be pretty fun.
It'd be funny. It would be funny for sure.
Sowing chaos. Yeah, I think because it drives me crazy.
Well, I mean, like some movies, it's like been one of those things where they do it, and then after the fact, they're like, "Oh God, we gotta fucking change the title of this goddamn movie."
Yeah,
like fucking Birds of fucking Prey.
I mean, like, listen, I love the Planet of the Apes movies, and I'm not that torn up about it because I'm an adult and I'm not a baby. But like, you got to decide how you're gonna put those in your library. How are you going to put them on your shelf? You got to, if you're going alphabetical order, or if you're going, putting them all under P for Planet of the Apes.
I just put the series together and do it in alphabetical with however that turns out.
Oh,
whichever
yeah,
the first one is called whatever, then that's going to be the first one that goes with the first series.
I put Dawn and D and War and W and Arise that
would
see, and
R. I wish I could do that, but that would drive me nuts not having them next to each other.
Well, it does, but then like, what really drives me nuts is when I go looking for Dawn and I have to go look in P.
I mean, that's fair. It's just, I think for me, it's just one of those things with like, I do everything alphabetical, but if it's a series, I will put them together.
Yeah, I try, but I actually cataloged my whole fucking collection the other day.
Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn.
Well, and then they changed the title to Harley Quinn and the Birds of Prey.
And then they changed it to just Birds of Prey. They even they did it three times.
That was like right before the fucking virus hit
it
the
was,
world, too.
It was. Man. Yeah, I would like to give one movie just such a long title to the degree of which people can't even fucking say it. If we put anything out ever, we'll have to do that. We'll do like a title with like 10 words.
Yeah. Doctor Strangelove or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb. That's a good one.
That one's like, you know, it's funny. It's funny too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's you know, it's
it works with that
movie.
What's
it called? In Cheek or whatever it's called? It's cheeky or I don't know. I don't know what the saying is.
In cheeky?
I don't know what
cheek.
It's like saying it I don't know. Anyway, it's something to do with a cheek. It's being goofy.
Tongue in cheek.
That's it. Thank you, Stu.
You're welcome.
So this is what we missed from last week.
Me what?
Rambling. You.
Oh, thank
you. You being great.
Oh, thank you so much. Don't make me blush.
Oh yeah, there's what is it called? Borat Cultural Learnings of America to Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan.
That's a good one.
Phenomenal.
Birdman or the Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance.
Great film.
I loved Birdman. Man,
I did too.
I was so fucking hyped when it won the Oscar. I was like, yeah, let's go. Let's go.
Dude, yeah, man. I was so happy to have Michael Keaton just get total praise for, like, you know. Like,
yeah, but
so
I was
good.
Pissed that he didn't win.
Yeah, yeah.
He lost to a fucking movie no one is ever going to watch again.
What is that? What was it?
The Theory of Everything. The fucking Jeffrey Epstein Island visitor, Stephen Hawking's biopic.
You know what? He just wanted to prove.
I want to see the sequel, Eddie Redmayne.
Even with disabilities, he could do anything he wanted. Yeah.
It's fucked up. I just got what you were saying.
It is fucked up. It's sad, you know? It's like Stephen Hawking was a fucking creep. That's a sad thing to say now in 2024. Who would have thought this would be a thing? Even though it made for some really fucking funny memes.
It did, yeah.
Yes.
I'm not saying what he did, obviously, monstrous, but the memes were were pretty great.
Yeah, I like the... Well, anyway, I don't want to explain the memes, but...
People look up the memes. They're funny. The memes are funny. The memes are funny. Do you think
there's one more here. The woman in the house across the street from the girl in the window.
What? That's a movie?
Yeah, it's a TV miniseries, actually. It's called... Starring Kristen Bell. I thought it was going to be one of those, like...
Hallmark?
Fake parody movies like Vampires Suck or whatever.
Oh, is it like a Netflix one that's weird?
Yeah, but it's like it looks like a thriller or something.
Huh.
The woman in the house across the street from the girl in the window.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a scary movie type thing where they make fun of those type thrillers.
Maybe. I don't think it is. I think it's like trying to play it straight. Oh, no, it's a comedy. Never mind. Never mind. Pack it up.
Pack it up. Kristen Bell. I haven't seen her in anything in a while.
Frozen. She's doing all those things.
Well, when Frozen 2 came out a while ago now, right?
Well, not I know, but I don't think you need to do any work after you've done Frozen.
Yeah.
That's a fair point.
Money.
That's a fair point, I guess. Yeah. But have you guys played any new games?
Oh, yeah, dude. You want to hear about Dragon's Dogma?
I don't know what that is, but sure.
I'll do it real quick. It's when Matt gets drunk. When Matt gets drunk on day one, and he's been thinking about Lea Seydoux all day, so he creates Lea Seydoux as his pawn, and then he goes to bed and wakes up and is horribly embarrassed when he plays the game, and it says Lea Seydoux is running around with him.
Why did you name it? This, you could have just made the character look like
I was her, drunk. Right? I wasn't thinking.
So everyone that plays with you just sees Lea Seydoux.
No, thankfully you have to choose like a name that everyone sees. And I think I chose Layla or something like that.
If you did do Lea Seydoux as the name, I would have died. That would be the funniest shit. You're just like, got like these like warrior fucking characters and just like naked Lea Seydoux with Matt.
No, it's not just, naked. She's a wiz. She's a sorcerer.
What was the game you made like a naked character?
Conan Exiles.
No, oh. There was like a more recent game.
Baldur's Gate 3. Matt was just dong out the entire game.
That was my character, though. That was me dong out.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, while Matt was playing, he was playing naked, too. So it's just kind of, you know.
I mean, I play most games. I'm doing this naked.
Yeah, okay. Well, we should wrap up, I think.
Jake, have you played any games?
No.
All right.
Are you, well, while you're naked with us, do you ever touch yourself?
No.
No?
My hands are tied behind my back.
That's unprofessional.
That's unprofessional.
He waits till
what
after.
What fucking podcast does he think he's on?
Yeah. It was hard when we were talking about the iPad accessory, but
oh, yeah.
I held on.
Dude,
I still think about that thumbnail you made for it.
That was a great thumbnail.
Yeah, I
still think the having the spice would have added a bit, but
I've Googled the prices on flashlights a couple times the past couple of weeks since that episode. I had a gift card to Amazon that I was like, and then I said, no, you know what?
Amazon I sells flashlights
smarter. Yeah, they do.
You're telling me I could buy a flashlight, but I can't buy a gun? I'm kidding. Sorry. It was a joke. Bad joke. Bad joke.
Can you cut that? Can you cut that?
No, yeah. I didn't say to cut it. It was a joke. I'm done.
Well, it depends on what your kink is, Stuart.
I guess that's what you're
like holding a gun
holding
to your
a gun
dick
to
while
your...
you jerk off.
Come on. Don't shoot it off. Yeah, but it's one of those things. I don't know. I mean, you probably, if you got a flashlight, wouldn't want to buy a cheap one. Right? I mean, I feel like that'd be just for any sex toy.
Well,
honestly.
The one I wanted was $80.
Okay. Well, that's not super cheap, so...
Which is the price of, like, a video game.
You would hope that's quality at $80.
Yeah. Well, no. I didn't end up buying it, because I'm also, like... I don't know.
Would
My
you? Would, are we good. Real enough on this podcast you would bring up if you bought one?
Yeah, of course.
We're a sex
have to give us a review.
Podcast.
I'd have to tell everyone what it's like.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to
I don't
be on that
want
episode,
one that looks
and I
like
wouldn't
a vagina,
want to listen
though.
To it, but
what if we all buy the same model and describe if we liked it or not?
Hey, I'm into it.
We'll do kind of like fleshlight reviews. Every Friday, fleshlight Friday.
Yeah, okay. How about we'll do that once this podcast starts making money.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah, or
that's
yeah.
The deal.
So listen. Don't send us them though.
Everyone listening, start sharing with your friends.
If you want to hear, if you want to hear or see this,
and then, we can do flashlight reviews
because they'll have to be a business expense, of course.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. No. All of us walking into like a Spencer's Gifts, like, yeah, I'm buying this for a podcast actually.
Podcast now that review. If we all walked into a Spencer's Gift to get those, we'd have to be
together
filming it, and it would have to be a bonus episode. Yeah, we'd have to be together. We'd have to be filming it, and have to be like a
bonus
feature.
Clip.
We'd have to all slap it down on the counter at the same time.
Same model, just.
We'd like three of these, please.
I gotta be honest though, like I don't want one that looks like a vagina, because
what the fuck would you want it to look like?
There are some that just look like gel, and then it's like, all right, stick your wiener in here.
You mean like it's like a pile of like flubber? Like
it kind of looks like flubber, yeah. And the reason is,
what is that fucking thing that's like pink that like has a mouth, like a mouth, eyes, and nose? That's like a popular like animated looking creature. But it has, it just looks miserable. I can't think of what it's from or what it is. But it's just like a pile of pink fluff or whatever. And it's
Kirby?
Just like, no, not Kirby. I guess Kirby. No. It's like a, it looks like a, it has like a sad Squidward face almost.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You know what I mean? I don't know what it's called, but I picture that when he describes it that way. And that's why it's so sad.
If you know what
is there a Kirby? Is there a Kirby? Oh, could you imagine if there was a Kirby sex fleshlight for Matt?
Well,
and it has like a sucking feature.
Only for Matt on the box,
well,
it says.
I don't want to buy a Kirby one. That would just come off to me as creepy. But what if? But then you would have to give it a sucking feature.
All right. Let us know
that
what
was too,
character
that was
you would
too
want
far
to be
for
a
this
fleshlight.
Podcast.
No, wait, don't do that. Don't do that.
No, no, no. That'd be a fun one. If you have any characters that you think would be fun sex toys, please send them in.
No, 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 no. Don't do that. We're done. We're,
why
we're
are
shutting
we done?
It down.
We're a sex positive podcast. It's okay. That's okay. If you want a Hulk fist or something like that, we won't judge you.
This is going to get dark. I don't want to see these in our emails.
No, no, no. Not an image of them.
Well, it doesn't matter because we don't even know the login to our email anymore. So
that's true. All right. That's true. I think I have a computer around here somewhere that is just logged into it.
What about a Mario one, Matt, and the mustache tickles you?
That's enough. All right. I'm leaving.